What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
One of the biggest bands ever to come out of Atlanta, of course, is Collective Soul. Great hits like Heavy, The World I Know, Shine. But the thing that really stood out for all of us was how they told us that being a rock and roller is really not a lot different than anybody else.
I think we've got the biggest guests that we've ever had in our studio today.
Oh. Not physically.
Not physically.
Thank you.
Well, compared to Bert, though.
I've been working on this.
Yeah. Compared to Bert. Have you guys ever met Bert?
No.
You guys know Jimmy Barron, right?
Yeah.
He's shorter. Bert
really?
Is shorter than Jimmy Barron.
Really?
Yeah, he's what, like 4 foot two?
Yeah.
So he's bummed he couldn't make it. Collective Soul is in the studio. Well, part of Collective Soul. Ed and Dean Rowland, thank you guys for stopping in.
Thanks for having us.
It's you guys, cool. This is Collective Soul, by the way, on the off chance that there's someone listening who does not know who Collective Soul is. Ed and Dean Rowland from Collective Soul in the studio. Your life's work condensed down to 1 minute and 4 seconds.
Well, we are done. Thank you so much for having us today.
You guys are done. You can retire.
I know. Thanks.
I'm just curious, how does it feel when you hear your own song on the radio? I mean, I know you've heard all your songs 1,000 times, but I'm just curious, how do you react to that?
You know, when it first happened, I would always listen because I would go, God, I could have sang that better, or we could have played this better. And then I've learned to kind of appreciate it and listen to it, just make sure it sounds decent on the radio. And after that, if I hear a song on the radio, I usually turn it just because I know how it sounds.
Right, right.
It's not like something it was exciting at first. But like I said, even when we put a new song out, if I hear it one time, I'll listen to it just to make sure the mix feels right. And after that, I'll usually turn it. It's because I hear it enough and I know. And plus, it's too critical. And I'll sit there and go, I could have done this better, you know.
I'm fascinated by the whole celebrity thing. Like, it's fascinating to me because, you know, you guys, you're rock stars, you know. So it's like, how is it, like, are you ever driving home and you want to go through a drive-through and you think, you know what, I might get the recognition thing, I don't want to deal with it type of thing, or has that ever happened, or do you just...
Not at a drive-through, but you do get recognized, but usually people are very kind and very...
Usually it's simple to the point.
Yeah.
Hey, what you do,
and that's it. And you go, thank you.
It's the most freakish thing anyone's ever done to meet one of you guys.
Ooh, that's not good. I don't know. There's been a lot of it.
Because they do it, don't they?
Yeah, it's kind of. There's some strange.
So is it weird you out?
Yeah, a little bit. Just because, you know, we feel normal, you know, in a sense.
Yeah.
We are approachable. It's not like we make ourselves not approachable or anything like that. So you don't have to do anything strange. Just come up and talk to us, and we're usually very happy to talk, you know. It's a compliment. And
when did you guys first realize that you've gone from, you know, just being a rock band in Georgia to, like, you're like, we're rock stars? Like, when did that happen? And
friends started calling wanting to borrow money.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I was just talking to Kim about the rookies on the Falcons, who, you know, now are getting their first big paychecks, which compared to some football players aren't that big. They're only talking like 150, 200 grand, you know, relatively. That's not a ton of money. But these guys who, you know, 3 years ago were in gangs down in like Savannah, who are now hitting it big and have people that used to be in their gang calling the Falcons office, leaving a message saying, I need $10,000 or we're going to come up there and talk to you about, you know, Does that really? Do you have aunts and uncles climbing out of everywhere?
Well, we don't necessarily have. We didn't come from gangs. Which gang related?
Yeah, what gang were you guys in?
We're from the bridge, man. We're from the bridge. I just think people misunderstand sometimes, because the perception of music in general back from the I think it started in the 70s that, you know, it was very flamboyant.
Right.
You know, no matter if you had one hit song, you know, you had millions of dollars, and it's not necessarily true, you know. So yeah. I just think the perception of what money we do make is been, they've been misled by the media over a lot of years. So
yeah, you got to get a couple albums into it before you're paying cash for the new car.
Yeah,
right?
People don't understand. You're borrowing money to make these records, and you have to pay back the record company, and they have a system down that's much better than the bank. You know, it's strange. You pay them back, and when you make your money, they still don't let you own your music, which is a big gripe I have. It's like borrowing money from a bank, paying the house mortgage back. You pay it off, but yet the bank still owns it, and they rent it out to other people while you're still living there. That's what it means to me when about masters. I hope I didn't get confusing on that, but
right.
It's really strange, and I think that's wrong, and that's the only business I can think of where you create something and yet you do not own it, even when you pay your money back. So I think, I don't know where I went on that.
That leads me into a question, because who owns the cover rights? For example, Alien Ant Farm just did Smooth Criminal.
Right.
Well, it's different for different artists. I mean, like Metallica, when they renegotiated their deal, they own their masters. They said, you know what, we're big, you give us our masters. That's why they had a problem with, and Dr. Dre and those people that do own their masters had a problem with
Napster,
because once again, and Napster's great for certain things, but I think it should be the artist's choice, because it does take a lot of money to make music. So if you want to give your music away free, and that, so be it. But as an artist, you know, you should have that choice. Somebody shouldn't be going, you know what, we're taking your work. And
so who does,
free.
When Puff Daddy wants to, you know, remix Shine, who does he call? You guys? Record company?
That's a manager question. Who would he call?
Oh, God, here we go.
Hello.
Oh, here we go.
Open the Pandora's box. No, actually, the way it works is if they don't change any of the lyrics and if the music stays completely the same.
Right.
If it just wants to cover it, they can go ahead and cover it. But if they want to change any words or lyrics or music or, you know, the arrangement, then they have to contact us and they have to contact Ed. And then Ed can, you know, basically approve that or not. That's how it works out.
And
they got to get a clearance from us.
If they
do
it completely, if they make it sound just like, if they make it sound just like Shine, mm-hmm. and they don't change any lyrics or anything, and
they make like an urban version of it,
and they release it,
like
Dolly Parton did Shine, and she kept, you know, it's the same melody. I mean, you know, it's the same song. It's just.
But do you get any money off of that?
Publishing, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ed gets all the money.
Thank you guys for coming in. It's Ed and Dean Rowland of Collective Soul. Atlanta boys made it big from the bridge.
From the bridge, man.
Collective Soul into his house. Listen for Shine. You know, that's going to be on some website somewhere. Hey, Puff Daddy's covering Shine.
I wish he would. I get paid, remember? I need to be driven around.
There you go. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you again.
No problem. Collective Soul in the studio with The Burt Show on Q100.
Listen, it's The Burt Show. This is The Burt Show.
She's probably one of pop music's hottest and upcoming stars right now. She's Pink, and she was due to stop by the station for about 10 minutes, but she was having such a great time here, she ended up staying for 90. And one of the things that we really needed to get out of Pink was to find out about the rumor between her kissing Christina Aguilera at a party, and she told us all about that. Not only that, but she showed us exactly what she did to Christina on Melissa.
Pink, this is Jeff Dollar over there. You know him from Philadelphia.
Hi. Yes, I do.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. You live in Philly now? Where do you live now?
I lived in Philly. I went back to Philly when I left here. Now right. I'm an East Coast trader, and I live in Venice Beach, California.
Oh, with all the freaks.
Nice. Yes,
with all
I
the freaks.
Fit right in.
Isn't it fun?
I love it.
For people that haven't been in Venice, explain to them what a typical Saturday afternoon looks like in Venice Beach on the boardwalk there.
A complete freak show.
Yeah.
It is so fun. All the homeless guys are my buddies.
Uh-huh.
They're all live out. I live 100 feet from there.
Is that right?
And I got a puppy and a pool table, and it's way far out of Hollywood because I can't take it. I was at a club the other night in Hollywood, and there's all the LA girls.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they're, like, also hot. And there was this homeless guy playing guitar outside, and I had a couple beers. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and everybody was just trying to be cute, standing around.
Mm-hmm.
And I went right up to the guitar player, and I gave him like $20. I was like, "Play Bobby McGee's." Like, all right, and we're just out there in the middle of the street in LA. Everyone's standing around like, "Oh my God, I can't believe she's doing this." But it's so uncool. I'm just screaming at the top of my lungs. Like, nah, 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 nah. It was so funny.
That whole scene
totally
is so not your is it? Who are the guys that Trey Parker and what's the other dude that do South Park?
Matt Stone.
Matt Stone. He used to say when he first got out to Los Angeles, and he was in the same place you were, you know, where people know who he is, but they just hate that whole superficial LA scene. Yeah, that he'd be at parties with all the celebrities, and he'd go up and he'd fart on them.
Yes,
that was his way of getting back.
That's King's next move, right?
Yeah, get a whoopee cushion.
And explains why she wanted the eggs.
Yeah, what's this protein diet that you're on? Look at you, you're so skinny now.
No, man. I gotta...
You getting all cut up?
Yeah.
She's
for
in Hollywood.
The next video. I saw myself in this video. I was like, okay, diet.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, you look great in the video.
You look incredible. Thank you.
You should have seen Bert drooling.
That doesn't seem like it'd
that
be you.
That was the Lady Marmalade video.
Oh, yeah.
You looked great in that.
So you talk about the Lady Marmalade video. I'm curious, with all those frontliners together in that video, how was that? How
was
the
chemistry?
It was a little
weird at first, but I think everybody around us created the tension for us.
I'm sure.
Oh, really?
It was, because everyone expected four divas to walk in the room. Me, I'm like, okay, where's the Cheetos?
Right.
Let's have some fun. And Kim's awesome. Maya's awesome. Christina and I did not like each other at first.
Mm-hmm.
But
she did
come to my birthday party. And that you know, I felt flattered that she came, and I ended up talking to her for a while. And I think the reason we didn't like each other is because we have a lot in common.
Really? You guys are kind of the same people?
A lot of the same stuff. No, I wouldn't say we're the same people, but we've been through a lot of the same stuff. And my thing is, I hate when people judge me and stereotype me, so I had to realize that's what I was doing to everybody else. So I'm growing as a person.
Was there like a confrontation between the two of you, or it was just that girly thing, we don't like each other?
No, it was kind of like, I'm a very aggressive individual, and I don't hold anything back for anybody. I'm very, very outgoing, and I think that scares people and intimidates them and gets them the wrong idea of me sometimes.
Now, then I heard all the reports that you were making out with her at a party. Now, what's that all about?
Man, it was a summer camp kiss. We were playing Spin the Bottle because...
Well, wait, will you tell us slower and quieter? almost in a whisper?
It was a summer camp kiss. Oh,
yeah. His legs are underneath the table for a reason.
Oh, no. No, we were playing Spin the Bottle at 3:30 in the morning, and all the rich people had left, so...
Well, whose party was this?
It was mine.
It was your party?
It was my birthday party.
Okay.
And it was like 20 of us, and I wanted to play old school games. I had drag queens come out and do Bootylicious. They gave Destiny's Child a run for their money. And it was so much fun. And then I landed on Christina, and her boyfriend was there. And her boyfriend was like, yeah, I want to see him kiss. And
guys,
I put my hand over her mouth. Sorry to disappoint you guys. I put my hand over her mouth and kissed my hand.
Oh, really?
And then the next day, we're bisexual lovers, so sorry to disappoint you.
Bummer. Look, Melissa's crush.
Yeah,
Melissa is gay.
I'm sorry.
So she was really bummed by
it's
that.
All right.
I'm sorry.
You can still put your hand over my mouth.
There it comes.
Hey!
Hey! Pink kissing Melissa Carter.
Melissa's face is bright red.
Hey, Melissa, remember what? When I told you after
sorry,
all the bad stuff happened, something great would come?
That's okay, Pink. Don't worry about it. What, Jeff?
Remember what I told you after your dad being sick and your cat
and
the kidney problems, the good stuff is going to begin?
Just started.
My life has changed forever.
Now, let me ask you this, because I'm guessing, because you're all down to earth and totally cool, and you're eating your eggs while we're doing an interview, which I think is totally cool, but don't you think like J-Lo and stuff was like that at one time? Mariah Carey was like that? And somewhere along the way, because you probably have a million yes people around you, that you just lose it. You lose perspective.
My theory is that whatever you are to begin with is magnified as your life is magnified. And as you become the public eye, I think good people become better people. Arrogant people become disgusting.
Mm. Mm. How old are you?
22.
And you seem like you've got the like you're wise like a 50-year-old.
From hanging out with my dad. I never had friends my own age.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm a very old soul.
Huh. And I understand that your dad's a really, really special guy.
Yeah,
I read a bunch about him yesterday. Yeah? What's up with Mom?
My mommy, I love her to pieces. God bless
dot,
her
dot,
crazy
dot,
but. She's way too much like me.
Mm-hmm.
She kicked me out when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've been mending our relationships.
That's tough to get over.
Yeah, but I understand. The day I realized my parents were human was the day my life became a lot easier.
Yeah, wow. So. How can you be 22? I'm sitting here learning so much from you today. Were you just such a rebel that your mom couldn't handle you anymore?
I was hard.
Yeah.
I was anti-authority, anti-rules, anti-everything but being a rock star. I mean, I used to tell my first grade teacher, what do you mean homework? I'm a rock star. I don't do that. And yeah, I was very one-track minded. I was very much too old for my age, and I was ready to go.
And look what she became. Oh, she became a rock star.
Yeah.
Pink's going to have to take off here in just a couple of seconds, but here's what I'm going to do before you take off. I'm going to name some artists, and you just give me impressions, okay?
Okay.
No, we want you to sing like them.
Okay. I can do that.
Jeff's kidding.
Let's start with Britney.
Oh, baby. Britney is one of the sweetest artists I've ever met in my life.
Really?
Ironically.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah.
I would have thought big old bizarre.
Nope, she is humble and sweet.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless she was just acting that way for me.
Mariah Carey.
Whoa. That's my impression.
Whoa.
She's the reason I'm not signed to Sony Records.
Why?
She said, I can say it. She said, I don't want a white bitch on my label.
Did she really?
Well, this was when her and Tommy Mottola were together back in 96, so. I don't want another white bitch on my label.
Unbelievable.
Man.
Wow.
So, thank God she said that, because I'm in the right place.
Yeah, there you go. It all works out, doesn't it?
Came right back to her, huh? Yeah.
Carson Daly.
Carson Daly likes me this year.
Oh, he didn't like you last year?
He likes me as a blonde.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
How much does he like
it? Digging the pink. I don't know, but he was nice to me.
Oh, he wasn't nice the first time you met him?
Yep.
I don't think we were nice to each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you rub people the wrong way when you first meet them? I didn't feel
any
of that.
Because I won't use my sex to further my artistry.
Oh, then you're going to have
to
leave.
And I won't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't really throw my flirtatious. You know, I don't do that. I don't.
You were making out with Melissa a half hour ago. That's the only reason you've been here for an hour.
She already liked me.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It has been, I mean, incredible having
Thank
you in here.
Thank you.
Very cool meeting you.
Oh, you too. Sorry for the clammy hands.
No worries. Pink in studio today.
Yay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Continued success.
Yeah,
all right. We'll see you next time you're in Atlanta.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The truth is that guys don't know how to leave well enough alone. Let me give you a little bit of advice, guys. If a woman doesn't call you back for a second date, chances are pretty good there's a great reason for that. But you guys don't get that. So what we do is second date update. Guy goes out with a woman, has a great time. At least he thinks he has a great time, but the problem is he can't get a second date back, a second call back. So what he'll do is he'll call us up and we'll place a call to the woman asking her exactly why she won't call him back. We call it second date update. Chris had what he thought was a great first date with Christine, right?
Mm-hmm.
They went to Cheesecake Factory. They were going to go see a movie, but he gets a page in the middle of dinner that all of his buddies are over at Fadeau. So he and Christine change their plans and start drinking down at Fadeau. Then I think you guys said you went to $3 Cafe?
Yep, $3 Cafe.
And then you ended up over at?
May Coast.
All right, we've got Christine on the other line. And again, we are going to beg her for total honesty.
All right.
So be prepared.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Christine?
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
How are you this morning?
Actually, it's Christina.
Oh.
Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you know it was Christina?
I thought it was Christine, but...
All right, that's where it may have all started, my friend.
Number one.
And Chris said you guys went out and had a great time in Buckhead a couple of weeks ago, and he can't for the life of him figure out why you won't return his phone calls. He said you guys did a little bar hopping, had a great time together, did a little dancing. He thought you guys, you know, he finally found a party partner.
Smooch at the end of the evening.
A little smooch at the end of the evening, and then nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Not a call back, nothing.
Where should I begin?
Oh, Christina.
We want to hear it all.
Yes, please.
How come you won't call him back?
Can we start with the 12 to maybe 15 drinks he tossed back within the course of the entire evening?
Yeah, we thought this might be it. But he said you were right there drinking with him.
No.
I thought you were drinking a little bit.
2 to 3 drinks is nowhere near 12 to 15 drinks.
Huh.
I'm looking at this guy like, okay, he can't be serious. The date started out okay. We went to Cheesecake Factory, had a nice time there. Then he gets a page from some of his friends or whatever, and they're like, oh, you know, come down, check us out, whatever, we're at Mako's. Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting there looking at this guy like, I know he's not getting, like, completely drunk out of his mind on this date. Him and his friends were being so loud and obnoxious. I mean, I was so embarrassed. I kept trying to get off of the date, but he wouldn't let. I kept trying to leave, you know, like, oh, you know, thanks for taking me out, I had a really good time. I kept trying to bring the date to a close, and he's like, no, let's go to one more spot. No. And I'm just looking at him in the like, no, this can't be a first date. You get stone face drunk? Never.
When did he start getting drunk? I mean,
was it right off the bat?
Yes, from the the first place that we go to, he ordered like 3 drinks back to back. The first one, he just completely tossed it back like it was a glass of soda. All right, no problem. I figure, you know, everything thereafter, you know, you might want to take it a bit slower, but it just got worse. I mean,
just trying to get loose, you know.
Well, that's the thing.
Loose and getting completely drunk. I mean, drunk, stoned out of your mind are two different. It's one thing to be tipsy. It's another thing to be slurring and loud and obnoxious.
After you go to Fido's and he talks you into going to $3 cafe, he just kept getting his drink on there too.
Yes, and I like I said, I kept trying to bring the date to a close because I'm trying to find a way for me to get out of this. I'm trying to just be diplomatic and just say, you know, okay, you know, think we had a really good time. But no, he just, like, he would not let me off of the date. At least he wouldn't let me off the date diplomatically. Like, I just kept, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe we should get ready to go. And no, more.
And then over to Mako's.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Christina.
What's that?
I said, I'm sorry. Chris is a nice guy and all, but I just don't know about the drinking.
So he had also mentioned that you had disappeared for a little while.
Yeah, where'd you go?
I had called one of my other girlfriends to help ask her to help me concoct a story to get off of the date.
can I get a word in here?
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
You know, I thought Christina. Sorry about the name. Let me just say that off the bat.
You know, I
guess you're kind of right. You know, and in some ways, we felt that, you know, Christina would come along, have a really good time, and it wouldn't get too crazy. But I think whenever you go to Fido's and Mako's and $3 cafe, I mean.
But dude, you know. It's one thing for her to come along, but you started out on a first date and then you made it into a guy thing.
Yeah. That's uncool. That's 6-day material.
Yeah. No, that's uncool.
You're probably going to want to learn from this one.
Yeah,
I think maybe instead of bar hopping, we should have just kind of settled down and played it cool for the first date.
One night with the boys and one night with your date.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait till the second date to get totally hammered, dude.
Christina, not interested in a movie? I mean, playing it really nice and calm for an evening?
No, Chris, I'm more interested in getting you into some sort of AA program.
That's messed up.
All right, guys, we're going to let you go.
All right.
All right, Christina, thank you for your honesty.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks, Christina.
All right, man, thanks a lot for calling.
See you now.
This is The Burt Show. It's The Burt Show.
Once again, one of the great things about listening back to these interviews with celebrities is that they're at a certain place in their life. And when we brought Jessica Simpson in, at the time, her and her boyfriend, Nick Lachey, were taking a big-time break. Now, 3 months after that, they got engaged, but pretty interesting to hear what she had to say about him before the engagement even happened.
Now, your record guy
just handed
me this picture.
Yes.
Have a look at this, Melissa.
Hey, let me take a look.
I'm definitely not wearing that right now.
Now, that picture, if you could paint, can you paint a picture, Melissa?
Let's see. You have low-cut jeans. I assume this is denim. Kind of frayed at the top.
Yes.
And, when I look at the top, it's you know, you see your stomach, and it's more of like a Native American feel in my, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Pocahontas top. And, Jeff, is there anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, there's a belly button there, and it's a
there's a belly button there.
Yeah, it's there. Now, this isn't the same Jessica Simpson that was around a couple years ago.
She's just older.
She's older, and her jeans are lower. is that what happens when you get older?
Yeah, exactly. I was 17 years old when I first came out. You know,
right?
I'm 21. I would not wear that walking down the street because I'm not confident enough. Like, it's fine in a photo shoot when I know that things can be airbrushed. And
what do you mean you're not confident?
And I can choose.
Enough? You get up on stage in front of thousands of people and you sing.
I'm
and
super
dance.
Shy. Like being a, like you see me right now. I'm like in a big jeans and a big sweatshirt and my hair pulled back. Like I don't know. I'm really shy.
So you're super shy now. Does that play a role when you go out on stage, like Jeff was talking about, or
I'm
do
a different
you go
person
into
out on stage? Not really like a different person. I'm still me, but I definitely have a lot more confidence for some reason.
Now, like in this photo shoot, like and I'm always curious about this when stars have to do photo shoots like for this or like cover of magazines or whatever. And let's say, you know, when you're shy, I can't see me trying to do a sexy pose for photographers, you know, in you know.
You just kind of got to get clothing. Your own world, I know.
Yeah, so how is it, how do you, what
you know, they,
what goes
they
through
turn
your mind?
On music, different kinds of music, and you just kind of get in your own world. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I don't really like doing photo shoots that much anymore. Like, at first it was fun, but now it's like, takes forever.
Is it like when you see the movies, like, yeah, baby, pal for me, baby. That's great, Jessica. That's good. Yeah, keep that.
Yep, it's exactly like that.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the first time? Because there had to be a first time. That one of your PR people or your stylist or somebody came to you with this outfit and said, let's try this one.
I was like, oh, no. And, you know, they always try to encourage you. And, like, I worked out a ton before that video shoot. So.
Sure. Yeah, there's no pressure there with that outfit. You're okay. And then what about mom and dad, though?
Mom and dad are, they're actually not with me right now. They're not on the road with me right now, but normally they are. My mom's one of my stylists. She did my whole tour and... Like, I can't go shopping without my mom because my mom always knows what looks best on me. Like, I'm not good. You know what I mean? Like, I arrived today. My mom would have never let me arrive here today in this outfit.
Really?
I'm rebelling.
Mom and dad are away. I'm getting nuts. I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
Yeah, and my jeans are over my navel.
Yeah. No, my parents are super involved in everything that I do. My dad's my manager. My little sister is one of my dancers. She only has one more show with me because she's starting to do her own thing. She's getting into singing and she's doing lots of acting and stuff.
Really?
So yeah,
that's cool. How big's your family?
It's just us four.
Your mom, dad, you, and little mm-hmm. sister.
Now I read somewhere you have a pet pig. Is that correct?
Well, Nick adopted a pig for me for one of my birthdays. Basically, he saved it from becoming bacon.
Really?
You know, it's not like I used to have a pet pig, but it uprooted our backyard, so I couldn't keep it.
Okay.
And then we just decided to adopt one.
So and, you had more than one pig?
Yeah, I've had one more than one.
So what's the deal with you
Her
and
name's
Nick?
Brutus.
Are you Brutus. Are you and Nick, are you guys together? Are you just exchanging pigs? Are you apart? What's the...
I don't know right now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I love him. I do. Like, I can't help it. But we're not together as of right now.
That's kind of a bummer.
But we still talk every day, and, like, I don't know, it kind of feels like we are.
Do you think you're going to end up, like, when all said and done? Or
oh, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys are just doing your whole space thing?
Yeah, well, I don't know. For some reason, like, 6 months ago, I felt like I needed it, you mm-hmm. know? I guess it was, like, turning 21 and wanting to be independent. And
the jeans are getting lower.
And they get lower.
Is it... What's it like when you, like, you know, you and Nick, you guys have an argument or whatever, you decide you need your space or whatever it mm-hmm. is, and then you pick up that Inquirer or the Star or something like that, and they're, like, there it is. Do you read that to see
no.
if they're accurate? Do you just ignore it? Do you?
I don't really read, like, stuff about me anymore, just because it used to, like, on my last record, it used to really get at me, like, all the comparisons and all the this and that, and I just don't even read it anymore, because there's no point, you know? Right. I just... do what I do and try to do the best that I can. And
did you ever, like, in the beginning, was it like, cool, I'm in the Inquirer? Like, it was a cool
yeah,
for you, a minute?
I know, of course. I mean, I love to be in magazines and, you know, that's when you really feel like things are going good. You
right.
know what I mean? When you're being talked about, of course. But I just don't always like to hear the bad stuff.
what's the most freakish thing someone has done to meet Jessica Simpson?
Well, actually, I have to tell you one thing that's pretty freaky. Like, one weird, weird thing is that I live in Los Angeles right now, and I have I live on, like, the 16th floor of, like, a condo complex type
right.
thing. And I have this big terrace, and we were out, me and some of my friends were out on the terrace one morning, like, looking over or whatever, and there's a house below the building, and it has, they spelled out Jessica in their flower bed. With their flowers.
Oh.
So you, like, look over and you see this big Jessica You know, so that's just like, come meet me, Jessica. You know what I mean? Like, or like they wanted to like maybe freak me out or something
so,
like
so
that.
So did you, so I'm guessing.
We had to have somebody go check that out.
So I'm guessing you probably said, I bet that guy who did that is pretty freaking hot. So I'm, so you threw out
well,
a nice.
Well, I got scared because I was like, you know, what if they have like a telescope or something that can like look up in my place?
Oh yeah, once they start messing with their garden, you want to run the other way. So we started to talk about the album. The album's Irresistible. First single was Irresistible.
Uh-huh.
And you did a little something with Jermaine Dupri and Lil Bow Wow right here from Atlanta. So that was cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And then the new single?
Little Bit
is going to radio right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now.
Excellent. So
third single's going to be my duet with Mark Anthony.
Which one's that?
It's called There You Were.
Oh, yeah, look at that. It says duet with Mark Anthony on it. I promise you, Jessica, we will play every one of these songs a million times.
Well, thank you so much.
Because you've been such an awesome guest. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you.
It's the Burt Show. Here, Burt Show.
You're about to go out of town, your cat's really sick, and you need to talk to the vet immediately. So what do? You call the vet's office, you talk to whoever answers the phone, and you let them hear your grossly disgusting-sounding cat over the phone.
Good morning, I'm at Mary Hospital.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not doing too well here.
Okay.
Having a crisis. I'm about to head out of town.
Uh-huh.
And I have a cat who is very sick. And I need to know if I can bring her in right now or...
Actually, I'm just the receptionist. I'm opening up the clinic. The vet's not going to be here for another 45 minutes or so. Oh.
So there's nobody there right now?
No, it's just me. Was that your cat?
My cat's choking on something.
What did you feed it?
I fed it nothing out of the ordinary.
And it's making that noise on its own?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, like I said, the vet's not going to be here for another 45 minutes. I can give you his pager number, or I can page him and have him call you.
What I want to do is I want to bring the cat in there right now, if I could.
Well, no one's here but me, sir, and I'm not really qualified to deal with a sick animal like that. Are you sure you didn't feed him anything out of the ordinary?
I don't think so. I mean, nothing that I normally wouldn't, you know?
Okay, because that doesn't sound too good.
Right. Is there a way that you could call the doctor? I'm packing. I got to get on the stagecoach to get down to the airport, you know?
I can page the doctor and have him call you, but I...
Can you call the doctor for me and just tell the doctor the situation?
Well, he's probably already on his way, sir. Like I said,
Can you call him on his car phone?
No, I'd have to page him. I wouldn't be able to call him on his car phone.
Right, and when you page him, can you tell him what's going on, leave him a message, and he'll call back?
No, what I would do is I would page him and then give him your phone number, and he would call
Don't have him call me back because I'm running around here.
Do you have a cell phone that I can give him? I can't do anything for you.
I'll tell you what you can do. Why don't you do this? Why don't you page him back to the clinic, and then I'll call you back? Can you do that?
Page him to the clinic and
right.
call me.
Yeah, page him right back to where you are, and then I'll call you in a little while to touch base, you know?
No, what I'm saying, sir, is that...
Hello, Sarah.
Yes?
Not funny. This is not funny.
I'm sorry. It's just...
This is my cat.
It's unusual to hear a cat belch like that, though.
I don't think
I'm sorry.
I don't think it's belching.
I'm sorry. What do you think it is?
Well, I can't even tell what end it's coming out of, you know?
Sir? Sir? Pull your cat away from the phone, sir. Hello? I don't believe this. Hello, sir?
Yes?
Are you there?
Yes.
Would you say your name was again?
This is Jeff with the Burt Show at Q100 Radio.
Oh, my God. that poor kitty.
And, of course, you've just been phone scammed.
Great. That is one sick feline.
We will scam you.
Here, Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.